Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Tes says Yesh Noigim Shloilech Ubasar Shloilish Leiz Yayin B'Shabezu. The week of Shua Shechalboy, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out in, the minig is not to eat meat, not to drink wine. The Yesh Meisifim Rosh Chodesh Adatainis. And there are those that begin this Isser, not eating meat or drinking wine, from Rosh Chodesh, already Rosh Chodesh Av, which is before the week of Tisha B'Av. V'yeshem esivim yadzayim b'tamuz. There are those that even begin this Isser, not to eat meat, not to drink wine, they begin it already from Shavuos b'tamuz. Now, the Derech Klal, the Minig, in most places in Klal Yisrael, is to hold like the second opinion, that Rosh Chodesh Adatainis, the Minig is not to eat meat or drink wine between Rosh Chodesh and Tisha B'Av. Those are the 9 days that start in Rosh Chodesh and end Tisha, and the day after Tisha B'Av, also part of the day after Tisha B'Av as well. It's well known, the Ramah over there in Sif Yud says, Uvesudas Mitzvah, if someone has a Sudas Mitzvah during these 9 days, Kigoyin Mila, Pidyon HaBen, Mesim Meseches, Sudas Erisin, the Ramah gives examples where someone has a Sudas Mitzvah, like a Bris Mila, Pidyon HaBen, someone makes a Siyam Mesechta. Says the Ramah, Oichon Basar V'Shay Sin Yayin Kol HaShaykh HaNesuda. So he says, anyone who's Shaykh to the Suda is allowed to eat meat and drink wine. What does it mean who's called Shaykh to the Suda? So people who are Shaykh to the Suda, the Mepharshim explain, are people that are either related, they're kraven, they're related to the person who's making the Suda, the person who has the Simcha, or they're friends of his, people that are Rei, Makirim, people that he knows. So the Ramah says, Avayesh Litzamtzeim Shaloi Lahaysif. Says the Ramah, you should be careful, Shaloi Lahaysif, you shouldn't have extra people. What does it mean you shouldn't have extra people? So the simple reading of the Ramah is saying that random people don't have a heter to come and eat meat by this Suda. If someone is making the Suda's mitzvah, so the only people who have a heter to come to the Suda and eat meat are people who are either kroivim or reim. Either people who are related or people that are known, people that are his friends, the friends of the Baal Simcha. But random people who are hungry or random people who are interested in eating a fleishig meal, they don't have a heter to come. The Ramah says, uvishvu shechal tes ba'av b'soicha, if it's during the actual shvu shechal boy, ein lechol basar v'lishtis yayin rak minyan mitzumtzum. So the Ramah is saying that there's a difference between the actual shvu shechal boy and the time from Rish Chodesh Av up until shvu shechal boy. Even though the Mechaber said that there's a minig, there exists such a minig not to eat meat from Rish Chodesh until after Tisha B'Av. However, the Ramah says that when it comes to the Heter of Sudas Mitzvah, there is a difference between these two Zman. There's the time period from Rish Chodesh until the first Shabbos, and there's a second time period from after that Shabbos until after the Tainis. That's called Shvu Shechalboy. During the actual Shvu Shechalboy, the Ramah says that, he says, Ein Lechol Basar V'Lishtis Yayin Rak Minyan Mitzumtzum. The Ramah says that the Heter to eat meat is only for 10 people. Minyan Mitzumtzum seems that the Heter is only 10 people. I don't know if Minyan Mitzumtzum means maybe you could have 11. I don't know. But Pashas 10 people. 10 people is mutter. More than 10 people is not allowed. If it's not during Shavuot Shechala, if it's before the Shabbos, before Shabbos Chazon, after Rosh Chodesh Av, there the Ramah is more lenient. And the Ramah says that you're allowed to have anyone who, he says, provided someone who is shaykh to the suit, like we said, is either someone who is related or someone who is a friend of the Baal Simcha. But random people, in either event, are not allowed. The sheet of the Levush over here is brought down in the Taz Lamong and Avram. The Levush says that there's no difference between Shvu Shechalboy and the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Av. He holds that the halachas are the same. And what does he hold? He says that you're only allowed to have a minyan mitzumtzum. A minyan mitzumtzum is mutter, and a more than a minyan mitzumtzum is not allowed. So at first glance, it would seem that we have a very clear machloikis. during Shu'a Shechalba, everyone agrees that you're only allowed to have minyan mitzumtzum, 10 people. But from the time of Rosh Chodesh Av until Shu'a Shechalba, the Levush holds you're only allowed to have minyan mitzumtzum, and the Ramah holds that you're allowed to have more than minyan mitzumtzum, but only people who are shaykh to the Sudar are allowed to come. So we'd like to try to understand this machlokes between the Levush and the Ramah. So first we have to understand the Ramah. Really, we said that the minig is, there's such a minig to start not eating meat from the time Rosh Chodesh Av. Yet the Ramah is saying that there's still a difference in Madrega. The Shavu Shechalba is much more chomer when it comes to this minig than before Shavu Shechalba. So how do you understand this? So we know from the Gemara, itself does not say anything about not eating meat or wine during the 9 days, even Shavu Shechalba. The only thing we find in the Gemara is by the Sudah Mafsekis, a person is not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. This is all a chumrah that came after the Gemara, not to eat meat or drink wine from Shavu Shechalba, from Rosh Chodesh Av. However, the Gemara does say, Nem Iker Adin, during Shavu Shechalba Tishvav, the week of Tishvav, the halacha is there are certain hanhogas of avelos. A person has to have certain hanhogas on the korban as if he's a ovel. And the Iker two hanhogas of avelos that we have during Shavu Shechalba that the Gemara mentions, is that a person is not allowed to wash his clothes, and a person is not allowed to take a haircut. Now, our minig is, the Ramah says, the minig is to stop taking haircuts from Shavuos B'Tamos. But Medina de Gemara, the Ikar Halacha is that a person during Shu Shechalboy has the Chumras of Avelos, and these are the two Chumras of Avelos of that Madreg of Avelos that we have during Shu Shechalboy. So you see that during the Shu'a Shechalba, a person is supposed to have certain hanhogas of avelos. So it seems that the minig of the Paiskin came and the Paiskin said that we want to extend the hanhogas of avelos to not eating meat and not drinking wine. There's a certain hanhogas of avelos, even though Avel himself is allowed to eat meat, but there's a certain hanhogas avelos that we say that a person shouldn't eat meat or drink wine in order to remember the Churban, of the Beis HaMikdash. Then times the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Samach, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they said we shouldn't eat meat anymore because they were makariv meat on the Mizbeach. We shouldn't drink wine because they brought wine. They brought wine on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that anymore. So to show our avelos, that's why we don't do it. At least the Gemara wants to say they shouldn't do it ever. Well, Kopanim, the Mepharshim say, the Paiskim say that at least during the Shavu Shechalba, we don't do it. Now, the Iker Halacha of Avelos, Dini Avelos, is Noig during Shavu Shechalba. That's the Iker Halacha. While there is a minig to extend these Anhogas of Avelos, we said that you extend the Isser to Spires, the Isser getting haircuts, we extend it back to Shavuos B'Tamos, and the Isser washing clothes, we extend back to Rosh Chodesh Av, but that's only a minig, that's not Medina de Gemara, that's not mentioned in the Iker Halacha that the Gemara discusses. So even though there's a concept that we extend Hanhogas Avelos from Rosh Chodesh Av, and we do keep certain Hanhogas Avelos starting from Rosh Chodesh Av, but it could be that's not a chiv. The chiv to have Avelos, the actual chiv of Avelos, is only during the Shavua Shechalba Tishavah. So we can understand the sheet of the Ramah. To a certain extent, we can understand that the Ramah felt that if this is true, that the inyan, the idea of not eating basar v'yayin during this time period is to show our avelos. So it's more important to show avelos during the Shavu Shechalba than from the time of Rosh Chodesh. So since it's more important to show our avelos, therefore says the Ramah, during the Shavu Shechalba, you can't go and be matir anybody with shaykhs to the Suda to come eat meat and drink wine. Because even though it's true that there is a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah simcha where they have this mitzvah and someone's making a Suda's mitzvah, but it's inappropriate for a person technically has a heter, but the more a person eats meat, he's not physically being misabal ala horvin. We want at least there should be a period of time where a person is proactively being misabal ala horvin. So if we threw out the old concept of Avelus Makom Suda's Mitzvah, and we'd say whenever there's a Suda's Mitzvah, so then you could always have a loophole and then you don't have to keep any Avelus whatsoever. So if we said that, then theoretically a person would always have a Sudas Mitzvah. A person would go to Sudas Mitzvah, and then he won't be Misabel al Hurban. He won't be Misabel on the Beis HaMikdash. Since it's important for a person to be Misabel on the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore the Paiskim said, and the Ramah holds, this is what the Paiskim decided, and this is what how the minig became, that during the Shuah Shechalboi, it's very serious that we want everyone as much as possible to be Misabel al Hurban. Fine, you can't not have a Sudas Mitzvah. If someone's making a bris, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. If somebody's making a Siyam, and this is the Zman to make the Siyam, you can't not have a Sudas Mitzvah. But we're only going to allow the minimum possible, which is a minyan mitzumtzum, and everybody else, we tell them it's better for you to be Misabel al Hurban. During the period of time from Rosh Chodesh Av until Shavuot Shechalboi, it doesn't bother us so much if you invite everyone you know, all your friends, all your relatives to come to your Sudas Mitzvah, and we're saying they're not being Misabel al Hurban. No, it's not such a big deal that they're not being Misabel al Hurban today. Next week, during the Shavuot Shechalboi, then that's when they're going to be Misabel al Hurban. They'll have at least some period of time where there will be Misabel. Therefore, says the Ramah, it's understandable we could differentiate between the Zman of Rosh Chodesh Av from Rosh Chodesh Av, and the Zman of the Shavuot Shechalboi, and say Shavuot Shechalboi is more chomer, and you only allow minyan mitzumtzum, we only allow the minimum necessary. Masha'en came from Rosh Chodesh, we're more lenient. Avado, the Ramah says you can't have Stam, somebody who has no shaykhus to the Suda, somebody who's not a relative and not a friend, he doesn't have heter b'chlal. But somebody who does have a heter, someone who is a relative, someone who is a friend, for him it's mutter, because we'll say that he'll keep the dini avelas late. That's how we could suggest pshat in this sheet, in the sheet of the Ramah. Now, how would you understand the sheet of the Levush? So the pashtus is that it would seem that the Levush disagrees with the Ramah, and the Levush will say that just like Chazal wanted a person to actually physically have a hanhagas avelus during the Shavuot Shechalboi, so when we extend the minig, we said at the beginning, the Shulchan Aruch said, Yesh Meisifin, the original minig was not to eat basar yayin during Shavuot Shechalboi, and then they extended it from Rosh Chodesh. So if you're extending the minig, how could you turn around and come and tell me that it's not the same, that the week before is not the same as the week of Shavuot Shechalboi? L'chayr, what you're telling me is that it's an extension of the minig, has to be exactly the same. So in this case, you would say that the machlokes between the Levush and the Ramah is how to be magdir, how to understand the hanhagas avelus from the time period between Rosh Chodesh Av until you get to Shavuot Shechalboi. That would be the simple understanding, and the Ramah is lenient, and the Levush is machmir, and therefore the Levush says there's no difference between Shavuot Shechalboi and before Shavuot Shechalboi, from Rosh Chodesh Av. However, it would seem it's not so satisfying to say that there's such a fundamental machlokes between the Ramah and the Levush about the Iker Minig itself of what the Hanhagas Avelus is. So I would like to suggest that if we look into the sugya a bit more, we learn a little more about this sugya of the Heter, of Sudas Mitzvah on Shavuot Shechalboi or from Rosh Chodesh Av, that we'll see that we could have a deeper understanding of the Shita of the Levush and the Shita of the Ramah, and we could explain this machlokes slightly differently. Now, in order to understand this, we have to be makdim. There is a halacha that the Ramah says in Simen Reish Mem Tes Siv Beis. It's in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos. The halacha is that a person is not supposed to eat a large meal on Erev Shabbos. It's a halacha that since he's supposed to have a Suda Shabbos, if a person fills himself up and he sits and he gorges himself, he eats a big, large meal, Erev Shabbos, he's not going to have any appetite to eat the Suda on Shabbos. And therefore the Ramah says that you're not supposed to eat a large meal on Erev Shabbos, based on a Gemara in the Daf Chav Tes in Sukkah that says that there were people who had such a minig and they were punished. So you're not supposed to do such a thing. The Ramah over there writes, what happens if you have a Suda that falls out that you have to do it on Friday? L'mashal, he says, what happens if there's a bris milah on Erev Shabbos? Someone makes a bris on Friday. So the Indian is, you're supposed to have a Sudas Mitzvah, and you're supposed to have a Sudas Mitzvah that day. Person doesn't Pidyon HaBen. So there are halachas, you're supposed to do Pidyon HaBen as early as possible. So if the day to do Pidyon HaBen falls on Friday, you do it on Friday, and then you're supposed to make a Suda. So the Ramah says, Sudas Shazman Erev Shabbos, Kiyon Bris Milah, Pidyon HaBen Mutar. Even though usually you're not supposed to make a large meal on Erev Shabbos, but if it's a Sudas Mitzvah that falls out on Erev Shabbos, so there the Ramah says that you're allowed to do it. The Ramah says, Kenirli, Cheniminik Poshet, the halacha is that is the minig. The Shlach in Maseches Shabbos, in his Perek Ner Mitzvah, Oizayim, he brings a fascinating discussion that he had with his Rebbe, Rebbe Shloimo Milublin. He said he saw Mais Shahoya, that his Rebbe, Rebbe Shloimo, was a sandig by a bris on Erev Shabbos. There was a bris Erev Shabbos, a fellow Erev Shabbos, and his Rebbe was a sandig. And so after the bris, they wanted to go to the meal. So he said, the Shloah writes that his Rebbe decided that he's not going to the Suda. Even though he was the Sandik, he did not want to go to attend the Suda of the Bris. Why? Because he said that we find the halacha over here, Hilchas Tisha B'Av. The halacha is that during Shavuos Shechalboy, you're not supposed to eat meat, you're not allowed, the minhag is not to eat meat, not drink wine. What happens if somebody makes a bris? So the Ramah says that I only have a heter for minyan mitzumtzum. I only have a heter for 10 people. So the Shlomo's Rebbe said, listen, I walked into the meal and I see there were already 10 people eating. There were already 10 people that were washed and that, and they were eating the meal. So once you have 10 people eating the meal, he says, if when it comes to the halacha of Shavuos Shechalboy, when it comes to the halacha of Tisha B'Av, the whole halacha that you're not supposed to eat meat is a chumrah. It doesn't say it in the Gemara anywhere. And afal pike, it's so chumrah that the Pais can say that we only give a heter to 10 people and no more. The only heter for any mitzumtzum. So he says, kal v'chomer, legabi, this halacha that you're not supposed to eat a meal on Erev Shabbos, which is mentioned in the Gemara, surely over there, the heter only extends to a minyan mitzumtzum. The heter is only for a minyan. And there's already a minyan. If there's already a minyan, so he said, I'm not eating. He's going to be machmir on this halacha that you're not supposed to eat a big meal at Erev Shabbos. So that's what the Shlo said, the Shlo brings from his Rebbe. Now the Shlo says that he didn't understand. He said, he asked his Rebbe, he says, I don't understand. He said that it doesn't say that you're only allowed to invite 10 people to your meal during Shavuos Shechalboy. It doesn't say you're only allowed to have 10 people. You're not allowed to invite 11 people. It says you can invite whoever you want. Just, there's only a heter for 10 people to eat basar yayin. There's a heter to serve meat. Now you only have a heter for 10 people. But you can have 100 people. You can make a bris during the 9 days, during Shavuos Shechalboy. You can make a bris and invite hundreds of people. And 10 people will eat meat and everybody else will eat something else. They'll eat something that's not flesh. So what is he saying? That the Shlo is saying, that his Rebbe is saying that you only have a heter for 10 people to come to the meal. It's not true. You have a heter for many people to come to the meal. So the Shlo's Rebbe said to him, that's not how it works. The Iker Suda for Bismillah, he says, is chal on people who eat meat. The Iker Suda is supposed to eat basar by Suda's Bismillah. He says, the lashon that the Shlo brings from his Rebbe is saying simcha el b'basar, and therefore the halacha is that only the people who eat basar, even though it's true, you can make a huge suda during the 9 days and invite hundreds and hundreds of people, and they're all allowed to come and eat, just not fleishig, because they're all allowed to come and eat, fine, but those people that they're eating, they're not really part of the suda of the seam. The suda of the seam is really only for the people that are eating meat, and therefore the Iker Suda is 10 people, and who are they over here on Erev Shabbos? The Iker Suda is 10 people, and since he's number 11, he doesn't want to take part in the suda. And that is the maskana, that's how the Shlo says. It seems that the Shlo agreed to the svar of his Rebbe. He accepted his Rebbe's argument. And the Mogen Avraham over there brings it down. The Mogen Avraham in Sefer Reishis Tesachot Nevo'ah brings down the Kitzur, this entire story. And therefore, it seems like that would be the halacha. Now, there's a couple of very, very big problems in exactly how to understand what's going on over here. How we understand this story with the Shlo and his Rebbe. If you look at the Mogen Avraham, by us in Simon Tovkuf Nun Aleph, the Mogen Avraham quotes when he mentions the Shita of the Levush, disagrees with the Ramah. The Levush says that you have a heter for minyan mitzumtzum. The heter, the only heter for minyan mitzumtzum from Rish Chodesh. And the Ramal says, you only have to have him during Shur Shechalboy. So the Magen Avraham discusses, how do we cheshvin, who's part of this minyan mitzumtzum? So the Magen Avraham says very clearly that the minyan mitzumtzum, when we say there's a heter for minyan mitzumtzum to come to a bris during Shur Shechalboy, that minyan mitzumtzum is not including relatives. He says, anyone who's a relative is either way they're allowed to come. When the Ramah said that you only have a heter for a minyan mitzumtzum, what he meant was, besides for the relatives, you can only have 10 other people, assuming the 10 people are friends. You can have 10 other people, that's, you can have a minyan mitzumtzum. The Magen Avraham, interestingly, the Magen Avraham says, who do you consider a karev? It has to be someone who al-pi halacha is pasul la'edus. Somebody who would be pasul la'edus, then he would be considered a karev and he would have a heter, he wouldn't count as the 10 people. Someone who's not pasul la'edus, he, even if he's friendly, he's a friend, but he would have to count as one of the 10 people. So, l'chayra, once we have this halacha that the Magen Avraham says, then the rationale of the Shlos Rebbe doesn't seem to make any sense. Because if the Ramah was saying that the halacha is you're only allowed to have 10 people and that's it, more than 10 people cannot come and eat meat to the Suda, so then I could understand. So therefore, the Shlos Rebbe is saying that more than 10 people are not part of the Suda. There's already 10 people here. Fine, so you can't be part of the Suda. But once the Magen Avraham came along and the Magen Avraham told us that relatives are not counted in the 10, so really the whole number 10, is the whole fact that you have a minyan mitzumtzum, a minyan for your Suda, is very subjective. You could have 100 people eating meat, and out of the 100 people, 90 people are relatives, and 10 people is a minyan mitzumtzum. So why shouldn't the Shlos Rebbe count as one of those people? And Va'oid, he's definitely just as good as a relative, because the story was, he was a sandik. He was a sandik. The sandik is considered the Baal Bris himself. There's a few couple of people that are considered the Baal Simcha. Besides the Avi Ben is considered the Baal Simcha, but the sandik is also considered the Baal Simcha himself. Whether even if the sandik is not a curry to the Avi Ben, or even if he's not a friend. He's considered the Baal Simcha himself. If he's the Baal Simcha himself, he definitely shouldn't be including the minyan. They have a minyan mitzumtzum without him. So either way, he should have a heter. So what on earth is going on over here? What's the pshat? What's the pshat? It doesn't seem to make any sense. Now it would seem the only way we could possibly understand the shita of the Shlos Rebbe is to say that Haganda, the Magen Avraham, says it, but if you look carefully in the Magen Avraham says it when he's explaining the sheet of the Levush. We said before there's machlokes between the Levush and the Ramah. We said at face value, both the Ramah and the Levush agree that during Shur Shechalboy you're only allowed to have 10 people to eat meat. No one else could eat meat. The machlokes in Levush and the Ramah, and the Levush and the Ramah is how many people you're allowed to have to come to your Sudas Mitzvah and eat meat before Shur Shechalboy. From Rishchaydish Avid to Shur Shechalboy, is it only Minyan Mitzumtzum or is it even anyone who's shaykh to the Suda? That's where you have a machlokes between the Ramah and the Levush. But it could be that there's another machlokes between the Ramah and the Levush. The Ramah and Avraham says that in the sheet of the Levush, the 10 people, the Minyan Mitzumtzum, does not include the Kraven. It could be that the Ramah doesn't mention anything about that. The Ramah says Shur Shechalboy, only have 10 people and that's it. He doesn't talk about it. Even before he was talking about anyone who's shaykh, he's talking about Kraven, Makirim. Here, when he comes to Shur Shechalboy, he says 10 people, that's it. So it's very possible we could understand the simple reading of the Ramah is not like the Magen Avraham is saying, is that during Shur Shechalboy, he's very, very machmir. He says 10 people and that's it. Even Kraven, you can't have more than 10. Even Kraven, Makirim, you can't have more than 10. And before Shur Shechalboy, he's very mekel. He says you can invite everyone who's shaykh to the Suda, the Levush. Is somewhere in between. The Levush is saying that you only have a heter for 10 people. Sai from Rishchaydu, Sai Shur Shechalboy, but those 10 people don't include the Kraven. So then it'll come out that there will be a machlokes. Now, if that's true, so the Ramah Shita is that the heter for Minyan Mitzumtzum is dafka 10 people and no more, and you can't include any Kraven. So then we could say that was the Shita of the Rebbe of the Shlo. Shlo went like the simple reading of the Ramah. He did not hold like the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham is explaining the Shita of the Levush. So fine. So we could understand such an argument according to the sheet of the Ramah. Now, if you look carefully, if you look in the El Yerabah, over there in Sim Reish Mem Tes, in Tzivkot and Zayin. He quotes this story with the Shlo, and he doesn't like it. He does not like the Raya that the Shlo's Rebbe, the Marash, brought from Tisha B'Av. He said, you cannot prove anything. What is the Shlo's Rebbe trying to prove from this halacha by Tisha B'Av? He's trying to prove that there is a concept in halacha that you have to have a Sudas Mitzvah. And it seems like he wants to understand that a Sudas Mitzvah, by definition, needs a certain number of people. You can't just have a Sudas Mitzvah by yourself. Sudas Mitzvah needs a certain number of people. And what's this number? What's the number of people that you need for Sudas Mitzvah? It's a minion. You need a minion of 10 people, 10 men. That's considered, that's when I have a Sudas Mitzvah. And since there's a criteria, there's a need that since this person is making a Sudas Mitzvah during Shavua Shechalvoy, so he has to have 10 people. He can't not have 10 people eating basar because they're not, because then otherwise it's not considered a Sudas Mitzvah. It's not the ideal. Maybe this is the Evid, but it's not an ideal, okay, not an ideal Sudas Mitzvah without a minion. Therefore, you have a minion. They meet this minion. They're allowed to eat basar. And therefore says the Shlo's Rebbe, so who adin legabi Erev Shabbos? The halacha is that Erev Shabbos also, really, you're not supposed to make a Suda Erev Shabbos. No, you have to make a bris. You made a bris Erev Shabbos. You have to have a meal. So we have to give a heter. So we're only going to give a heter for the minimum number of people that you need in order to have a lechatchila to suda's mitzvah, which is a minyan mitzvah. And then, so you understand like this, the concept behind minyan mitzvah, this halacha over here by the 9 days, is because that's the minimum necessary in order for this to be considered suda's mitzvah. Says the Yerabo, but that's not the correct pshat. That's not pshat in the Ramah. When the Ramah says that we only allow you to have a minyan mitzumtzum during Shavua Shechalvoy, says the El Yerabo, it's not because there's some sort of concept that there's a minimum amount of people you need for a Sudas Mitzvah, and that number is 10. B'chalav no shaychus. Says the El Yerabo, you know why the Ramah was makpid to only have 10 people? This idea that you're not supposed to have more than 10 people, Zok the El Yerabo, it's a gzeira, it's a takana. Really, you could have more people. Really, you can have more people come to your Sudas Mitzvah. The reason why the Poskim said not to have more than 10 is, says the Rabbah, we're afraid that random people will show up. Random people, the Ramah said already, even not during Shavua Shechalvoy, even from Rosh Chodesh Av, random people that are not connected at all to the Baal Simcha, to the Simcha, they don't have a heter to eat basar. For them, it's an Avera if they come and they eat basar. The only heter we said is the heter for craving and for friends, for relatives and for friends. Those are the people who are allowed to come. Says the El Yerava, in order to make sure that random people don't come, that's why the Paiskin said, we have a cutoff by 10 people. Really, you could have more than 10 people. Really, anybody who's shaykh to the Sudo, if he's a relative, if he's a friend, anyone who's shaykh is allowed to come. And they have a heter, they're allowed to eat meat. The only reason why we said 10 is because if we would just make it open to anyone who's related, anyone who's a friend, it's going to be open for everyone, and then people could sneak in, then have no connection, and then they're going to be over. Therefore, we said only 10 people. That way, you're going to keep it to a bare minimum. Only 10 people are going to come. More than 10 people, we turn them away, and therefore, those people that have no shaykhs to the Suda, they're not going to be able to come in, and they're not going to be ever any aver. So it comes out according to El Yerabah, there's no special halacha that you need 10 people. It's not a halacha that the Suda needs 10 people. It's a specific gzeiro, a specific takon over here, why that the Paiskim said in order to ensure that random people come to the Suda. That's nothing to do with Erev Shabbos. You can't learn any halacha from Tisha B'Av from Shavua Shechalvoy to Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, the Isser of eating is not, the Isser of eating a Suda on Erev Shabbos is the Isser on everybody. There's no difference between people. You don't say that there's a heter. Did you have a heter for a suda? You have a heter for a suda mitzvah. The heter is for everybody. Yeah, we don't say, there's no such halacha on a suda erev Shabbos. Even the Shlo's Rebbe who said only 10 people should come to the suda. Not more people shouldn't come to the suda. Over there, there's no such halacha that we have to screen the 10 people and make sure they're not random people. There's no such halacha. Anyone's allowed to come. Doesn't have to be dafka relatives. So this rationale that we have to make exer for 10 people in Shavua Shechalvoy or from Rosh Chodesh Av, that doesn't apply to Erev Shabbos at all. So there's absolutely no reason to be machmer on Erev Shabbos dafka to have 10 people. according to the logic of the El Yirab. Now, once we've reached this point that we have a machloikis over here between the El Yirabo and the Shloh, the Rebbe of the Shloh, exactly how to understand the concept that the person discussed, why there is a cap of a minyan mitzumtzum when it comes to eating basar by a sudas mitzvah during the 9 days. So with this two havanos, we could say that this is the machloikis between the Lvush and the Ramah. We said earlier that the Ramah says Shavuos Shechalboi, you have a heter for 10 people and no more. Even though the Magen Avraham says that anyone who's a karev is allowed to come, but we said at least the Shloz, Rebbe, understood the Ramah not like that. And the Pashtus of the Ramah doesn't say any remises, the Ramah doesn't mention anything about this. Therefore, we can explain the sheet of the Ramah the way that the Shloz and the Shloz Rebbe understood the Ramah. Which means that there is a halacha that a sudas mitzvah is supposed to have 10 people. There is a minimum. They're supposed to have at least 10 people. And we say these 10 people are bedafka 10 people. And like we said before, there's a difference between shvuah shechalboi and non-shvuah shechalboi. And before the shvuah shechalboi, one more make, and non-shvuah shechalboi, one more machmir. So we only allow the minimum number of people to come. That is the svara that we explain. That's how we understood the sheet of the Ramah. The Levush doesn't hold like that. Harai, the Levush doesn't hold like that. The Magen Avraham explains the sheet of the Levush, that even though the Levush only allows a minyan mitzumtzum, but it's not really a minyan mitzumtzum. He allows anyone who's related to come, any kravim are allowed to come. So it ends up being more than a minyan mitzumtzum. Meilekis, the Levush holds that this chumrah, minyan mitzumtzum, at least for non-relatives, applies equally during Shavuos Shechalboi and even before Shavuos Shechalboi. It applies even for Mishchaydish. What's the pshat? Because the pshat is that the gabi, the halacha, that the Lush understands like the El Yirabo, that the whole idea of having 10 people is because we want to make sure that people who are not shaykh to the Suda don't come. Now this chashash, that people that are not shaykh to the Suda will come, that's true during Shavuos Shechalboi, and that's true even before Shavuos Shechalboi. Because the minig that says you're not allowed to be boss of a yayin starting from Rish Chodesh. And that minig does not allow people who have no connection to the Suda to come eat meat by this Suda's mitzvah. Therefore, the halacha says that this halacha of having 10 people to ensure that random strangers don't come, that applies equally during Shavuos Shechalboi and applies even before Shavuos Shechalboi from Rish Chodesh. We understand the sheet of the Levush is we understand this svara on this halacha, and you don't have to say like we said originally. We said originally that the sheet of the Levush was that he disagrees and he holds that in the Hanhokas Avelus there's no difference between Rish Chodesh Av and Shavuos Shechalboi. No. It could be in the Etzem Halacha of Anhogas Avelus. He also agrees to the Ramah that there's two stages in Anhogas Avelus. There's Anhogas Avelus of Rish Chodesh, and there's a higher level of Anhogas Avelus during Shavuos Shechalboi, which was the reason why the Ramah said we're more machmir. But the Levush says that regarding this Halacha, which is a chashash, which is a takana, to ensure that people that are not related, and people that have no shaykhs to the Suda don't come, that applies even for starting from Rish Chodesh. Therefore, he's machmir, even starting from Rish Chodesh. Now, we could say that there's another nafkamina, la halacha, between the shita of the Ramah and the shita Levush, according to the way we're understanding the shita Salavush. We said that, let's say at least Shua Shechalboi, both the Ramah and the Levush agree that you can only have a mini mitzvah. Although we said that the Levush really allows more than mini mitzvah because he allows craving. The Ramah would count craving towards a minyan mitzumtzum. More than 10 people, more than 10 craving, you wouldn't allow. But it could be there's another nafkamina. What happens if you have a person who's making a suda's mitzvah, and he doesn't have a large amount of craving, and he doesn't have a large number of friends. And when all his craving and all his friends show up, he's still short a couple of people, he doesn't have a minyan. So the Poskim say that there's a heter to have a minyan mitzumtzum. When the Poskim say that you're allowed to have a minyan mitzumtzum, in that minyan mitzumtzum, could I go get random people off the street to be mitzaref to a minyan? Will they have a heter to eat basar v'yayin because they're part of the minyan, because I don't have anybody else to come be part of the minyan? Or no? Or do we say, just like we said, when I have a minyan, when I have all the people, the Ramah said, even if I'm having 100 relatives, and 100 friends by my seen before Shua Shachalboy, Stama, a random person off the street that does not have any heter to come and eat basar. So would that apply over here by a minyan mitzumtzum as well? When I would need this person to come in mitzarev to minyan mitzumtzum. So according to the svaris, the way we understood the shita of the Ramah, we said that the Ramah's shita is that there's a certain halacha, at least the chatchilo, that a sudas mitzvah is supposed to have 10 people. And that's the reason why we allow you to have a minyan mitzumtzum, otherwise you wouldn't even allow a minyan mitzumtzum. Only allowing a minyan mitzumtzum during Shua Shechalboy because you're supposed to have a minyan. So if that's the case, it would seem that the Ramah would hold that if the only way I can get a minyan mitzumtzum, the only way I can get a minyan to come to my sudas mitzvah is by inviting random people, random strangers off the street, there would also be an minyan that you should do that. You should do that because you're supposed to get a minyan. You're supposed to have a minyan. It might be lechatchila, you should get people that are kroivim, or people that you know, but in order to have this mile of having a minyan, we see this mile of having a minyan is so important that it's doicha da avelos of shua shechalboy, so the melu you should get even random strangers if you can't get anybody else. And those people will have a heter to eat meat. Ashenkin. If I hold like the Shita de Lavush, if we say that the Shita de Lavush is like the Yerabba said there is no such halacha that a sudas mitzvah has to have 10 people. The entire point of limiting the suda to 10 people is just to make sure that random strangers don't come. So if that's the case, it should be poshit that you can't invite random strangers in order to be mashlim minyan for a sudas mitzvah. Of course you wouldn't be able to do that, because even if they came, I mean, they could come and be mashlim minyan if you want to say kaddish. You want to have a minyan. That's true. But they won't have a heter of achilas basar v'yayin. The heter of achilas basar v'yayin, according to Lavush, is always only on kroivim and makirim. There's no heter for random strangers. There's absolutely no heter. So according to Lavush, it would seem that you shouldn't have a heter to have random strangers make up your minyan. Now, this is what comes out as far from what we're saying. The truth is that it would seem to be a big discussion in the Paiskin. Because the Magen Avraham in Tzimit Tavkuf Nun Aleph says that we have over here a Shita of the Ramah, we have a Shita of the Lavush, and says the Magen Avraham that you're not supposed to be Taifis, the coolest of the Lavush together with the coolest of the Ramah. He said the Magen Avraham understands that within the Shita of Ramah, there's a Chumra and there's a Kula, and in the Shita of the Lavush, there's a Chumra and there's a Kula, so he's not saying that you have to paskin like the Ramah Lavush. A person has the ability to paskin whichever way he wants. He can take the minig of the Ramah and he'll have a heter to invite whoever he wants if it's before Shua Shechalboy. Or he could take the heter of the minig of the Lavush. But he can't take the coolest of the Ramah together with the coolest of the Lavush. If he's taking the sheet of the Ramah, comes with the coolest of the Ramah and the chumras of the Ramah, and he's taking the sheet of the Lavush, then there he has to take the coolest of the Lavush and the chumras of the Lavush. So now, in the sheet of the Ramah, we understand what the cool of the Ramah is and the chumra of the Ramah. The Ramah is very makel before Shua Shechalboy, from Rish Chodesh. The Ramah is very makel, and he says you don't need a minyan mitzumtzum. The Lavush holds you do need a minyan mitzumtzum. So the Ramah is saying that from Rish Chodesh you can have as many people as you want, provided they're kroivim or they're makirim, they're people that are friends. So we understand that that's the kula of the Ramah. The question is, what is the kula of the Lavush? The Ramah, the Magen Avraham clearly holds, he clearly states that the Lavush has some sort of kula over the Ramah. There's some halacha, there's some inyan over here where the Lavush is more makel, he's more lenient than the Ramah. What exactly is the kula of the Lavush over the Ramah? So there's a pirush on the Magen Avraham on the side of Shulchan Aruch called Lavush Yisrod. The pirush Lavush Yisrod says that there's a big nafgemina, there's a big kula that Lavush has over the Ramah. According to the Ramah, during Shua Shechalboy, where we said both the Ramah and the Lavush agree that you can only invite a minyan mitzumtzum. However, the Lavush Yisrod says that according to the Ramah, you're only allowed to invite people that are shaykh to the simcha. The same way the Ramah said that before Shua Shechalboy, you can only invite people that are shaykh to the simcha, even though over there it's more than 10. Over here, when he says you can invite 10 people, you can only invite people that are shaykh to the simcha. Someone who's not shaykh to the simcha, he's not a relative, he's not a friend, he cannot be invited. He can't be part of the minyan mitzumtzum. Mashenkin, according to Lavush, says Lavush Yisrod, he says no. Lavush Yisrod says that according to Lavush, Lavush says minyan mitzumtzum. Minyan mitzumtzum means besides Rekroivim. So the Minyan Mitzuntzel is made up of random strangers. It could be made up of random strangers. You have a Minyan Mitzuntzel of random strangers. That would be good. And therefore, there's a Hechatimtza, according to the Levush, to have people that have no connection with the Suda, could still have a Hechatimtza to come to the Suda and eat Bosa. And therefore, that's a Kula that the Levush has that the Ramal does not have. According to the way that we just explained, the Machloikis, between the Ramal and the Levush, L'chayra, this is not true. It should come out exactly the opposite. Because what we're saying is that according to the Ramah, there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan that the mitzvah should have 10 people. So therefore, the Ramah would be the one to say that if I can't get relatives to come to be mashlai minyan, I can get random strangers. And fakert, according to the Levush, the whole inyan of 10 people is like the Yerabah to push random strangers out. Therefore, the Levush would be machmir, and Levush would say, you don't have to have random strangers. So L'chayra, according to the way we understand it, you won't be able to say this pshat in the Magen Avraham. You can't say this because the way Levush Yisrael is explaining the Magen Avraham, the Levush is being Mekon and lets you invite random strangers. Not true. The Levush will be Machmer on that and the Ramah will be Mekon. And then we're back Shver. It's how do you understand what the Magen Avraham is saying? The Magen Avraham is saying that there's a Kula. There's some sort of Kula that the Levush has that the Ramah doesn't have. So the truth is that the Machta Shekel, which is also a Pirush in the Magen Avraham, Machta Shekel learns the Magen Avraham differently. Machza Shekel, Taka says that the Nafkamino, the difference between the sheet of the Levush and the sheet of the Ramah, he says, the Gabi Shvu Shechalboy, the Ramah is more Machmir. Why is the Ramah more Machmir? Because the Ramah says you have a heter for a Minyan Mitzumtzum, and you don't have a heter for anybody else. Now, Shengi, the way the Magen Avraham understood the Levush, even though the Levush said you only have a heter for a Minyan Mitzumtzum, but the Magen Avraham says the Levush allows Kraven. Kraven don't count towards the Minyan Mitzumtzum. So, Kuntachai, the bottom line is that according to the Ramah during Shvu Shechalboy, the maximum number of people you can have by your suit is 10 people and no more. You can't have more than 10. Masha'inkein, if I hold like the Levush, you can have more than 10. You can only have 10 friends. But relatives, you can have as many relatives as you want. And this is the way we understood the sheet of the Levush. This is what we understand originally, that the Levush is Mekel and the Ramal is Taka, not Mekel on such a thing. So if you understand like this, the Machza Shekel, shtims, it fits very well with the way we're understanding the Machloigis, the Ramal and the Levush.